This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday says his administration was, quote, ready to provide all the assistance that's needed in response to Hurricane Ida, which knocked out power and caused damage along the U.S. Gulf Coast before causing deadly flooding and tornadoes in the Northeast, including New York City. Ida was the fifth most powerful storm to strike the U.S. when it hit the southern state of Louisiana on Sunday, with maximum winds of 150 miles per hour or 240 kilometers per hour, likely causing tens of billions of dollars in flood, wind, and other damage, including to the electrical grid. The storm's remnants dropped devastating rainfall and severe weather as it moved northeast, killing at least 18 people. More than 1 million homes and businesses in Louisiana and Mississippi have been without power all week after Ida toppled a major transmission tower and knocked out thousands of miles of lines and hundreds of substations. New Orleans was plunged into total darkness, but power began returning to parts of the city on Wednesday. Biden is set to visit Louisiana on Friday to survey some of the damage. Biden also lashed out on Thursday at the Supreme Court's refusal to block a Texas law banning abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, warning that it threatens to unleash, quote, unconstitutional chaos. Biden said in a statement, quote, the Supreme Court's ruling overnight is an unprecedented assault on a woman's constitutional rights under Roe versus Wade, which has been the law of the land for almost 50 years. Roe versus Wade is the landmark 1973 U.S. Supreme Court case that enshrined a woman's right to an abortion in the United States. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA.